This is an ABC podcast.
Hello, how are you going? My name is Ruby, and this is News Time.
Hi, Ruby!
It's a show where we count down the five news stories that we heard this week. What were our headlines this week? Can you remember? Let's count them down together. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Awesome. Well, let's go.
Story number five.
Happy Lunar New Year. Lunar New Year means the first new moon of this year, the year 2020, and the beginning of the lunar calendar year.
In China, they go off a different year, and it's the beginning of their year.
Lunar New Year is celebrated in lots of countries in Asia and also here in Australia. People celebrate in different ways. Some people wear the colour red. That's thought to be good luck. There are special dances and parades.
People dress up in dragons and they just walk around streets.
It is also lion dances.
And sometimes there are noisy firecrackers and fireworks. That sounds fun. In Chinese culture, every year has a special animal attached to it. And this year is the year of the rat.
Rats are special because they're very cute.
Rats are celebrated for being clever and successful. And people who are born in the year of the rat are thought to be clever and successful as well. There are lots of different ways to say Happy New Year. You can say it in Vietnamese.
Chúc mừng năm mới.
Korean.
새해 복 많이 받으세요.
Mandarin.
新年快乐.
Cantonese.
新年快乐.
And of course in English.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Happy New Year. Alrighty, what story's next?
Story number four.
As you might know, the bushfires we've had in Australia lately have been pretty dangerous. And not just for us humans. They've also been dangerous for our native Aussie wildlife like koalas and wombats, and farm animals like cows and sheep. Now tell me, do you know what a sheepdog does?
A dog which rounds up sheep by barking at them. All the sheep get inside and the farmer locks the door up.
Spot on. I want to tell you about a sheepdog named Patsy. Patsy looks after the sheep on her farm by herding them from one paddock to the next. Patsy loves her job and she is really good at it. In fact, she's so good at it that people call her Patsy the Wonder Dog. Not very long ago, a big fire started at Patsy's farm. It made the 900 sheep that lived there a little bit scared. They didn't know what to do. But Patsy did. Patsy rounded up this huge flock of sheep and herded them away to safety. Her owner says that she saved hundreds of sheep lives. Since that heroic rescue, Patsy's been given the royal treatment. She's been given lots of treats.
I would like to give her something that's her favourite.
Good girl, Patsy.
You truly are a wonderful wonder dog. Alrighty, what's next?
Story number three.
Okay, it's time for a riddle. What do tents and raincoats have in common?
They're things that protect you from wet stuff.
That's right, they're waterproof. When tents get old, or people just don't need them anymore, they usually get thrown away, and they can end up as a landfill. Do you know what that is?
It's a place where all of our rubbish goes,
and it takes thousands of years to break down.
That's right. Tents are really tough. They're made from very strong fabric, and they stay in landfill for a really, really long time. That is not good for our environment.
It's really bad for the oceans and the animals.
Yep. So, a woman over in the United Kingdom called Beth Cosmos decided to turn all these old tents into something new. something else that's waterproof and also great for the outdoors. Raincoats! What a great recycling idea! What other kinds of things can we recycle?
We recycle hard plastic, metal stuff, and some glass bottles. Because then we have less landfill.
Great work! Our planet needs more great recyclers like you. Okay, on to our next story.
Story number two.
Uh-oh. Can you hear what I hear? It's a mosquito. Oh, I don't like mozzies. They give me itchy mozzie bites. But let me tell you about some creatures that love mosquitoes. They're a tiny little type of bat called a microbat.
What's that?
Micro means small or tiny, and microbats are really tiny. They're about the same size as a small mouse. Scientists have just found out that there are big swarms of microbats hunting for insects in backyards all over Victoria. Microbats are nocturnal. They sleep during the day, and at night, they venture out to gobble up some tasty, creepy crawlies. Some people call them nature's pest control. Can you guess why?
Microbats eat all the insects, and the insects eat farmers' crops.
That's right. They're super helpful friends to our Aussie farmers and to the rest of us as well. Because they eat things like moths and other flying insects, and those pesky mosquitoes.
I want them to eat all of the animals, the ones that bite you.
Microbats make a very high-pitched noise that human ears can't hear, so no one really noticed them hanging out in their backyards until now. Scientists used special microphones to track them down. Knowing exactly where these microbats are will make it easier for scientists to protect their environments and find out more about these very small neighbours of ours. And guess what? We are up to our last story.
Story number one.
Friday was an important day this week because it was the International Day of Education. Do you know what education is?
When you learn about something, like you could learn about bugs, you could learn about insects, anything pretty much.
Education is when someone is able to teach you with more knowledge.
Yep. Education is all about learning, and a great place to do that is at school. Going to school to learn helps us understand heaps more about the world around us. You get to learn skills like reading and writing and counting. That's very useful for lots of things.
If you buy stuff at a shop, you need to know how much money you need and how to count that.
If you need to call someone, you need to know their phone number.
Yep. Everybody should have the opportunity to learn, but did you know that lots of kids around the world don't actually get to go to school? 258 million kids, in fact.
That's way too many.
It is. So the United Nations has made January 24th the International Day of Education. The United Nations, by the way, is a group of countries that works together to make the world a peaceful and fair place. The United Nations says one of the ways we can do that is to make sure that everyone has the chance to go to school. Its mission is to get all kids into school by the year 2030. That's 10 years from now.
Because everyone deserves to have an education.
Absolutely. And you know what? We have reached the end of our countdown. That's my cue to head out and find some new stories for next week's show. I'll catch you then.
Bye, Ruby.
See you later.